Yes. During the process transition, I follow a methodology of assessment, initiation, absorption, replication, observation, and operation. So this is the industry method which I follow. So during the process transition, I try to evaluate with the stakeholders and understand the current process. I prepare assess map, to be map. And also when we are trying to offshore it, most of the key stakeholders, they really want to have the second level approval or the final review with them. So I try to understand what need to be done in the offshore and what need to be taken care in the offshore. And I was actually preparing assess map as well as to be map accordingly based on the requirement which I received from the key stakeholders. I was also preparing PDCA. I was following PDCA framework, what need, I was actually initially I was doing a planning, then I was doing the required activity or action which need to be taken, and I was preparing the checklist, and finally we were acting it. So in general for process transition, it was taking around 6 weeks. I was also trying to figure out and put the activity, whatever we need to do it in the offshore, in three different bucket. One is no research, minimum research, research and solution. So it has helped us to give those kind of activity or allocate the activity to the right individual. Say for example, if it is going to be a junior operation analyst, no research activity will be given to them. If it is going to be somebody as a senior analyst, then limited analysis activity is trained and given to them. If somebody, if they are an expert, a subject matter expert, all the critical activity was allocated to them so that they can research and provide solution for it. So by that, actually we are able to segregate the work between the team, and we are able to deliver it without any issues. So over a period of time, around 46 process has been transitioned from US, especially especially sometime when the onshore team is taking a long break, especially during the month of December in offshore, because we were be learning in a short span of time, and we started contributing to the onshore stakeholder when the onshore team is going on a leave. So which actually got a good name and a reputation for our offshore team. So I was also, 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 I